Ever since Idaho cities made some changes to recycling rules, there's been a really big learning curve. And there are some products that people don't know what to do with anymore because they can't be recycled in that traditional sense. Take certain plastic bottles and clamshell containers, for example. Well, that's where PlasticWork comes in. It's a community-based recycling factory that's owned and operated by Oliver Russell. PlasticWork will take these items and turn them into usable recycled materials. And joining me live in studio to talk about this concept and how it works are Jay Sines, Digital Marketing Manager at Oliver Russell, and Russ Stoddard, President and Founder of Oliver Russell, as well as the co-founder of Humanista, a new social purpose consultancy. Welcome to the program, both of you.
Hey, Gemma.
Yeah, well, thank you.
I was able to watch a video from a company called Precious Plastics, which was fascinating because when I first heard about this, I was confused. And I'm confused by all of the recycling new rules and all of that, which that is part of the issue, right? People are confused with what we're supposed to do with things like, you know, the plastic water bottles, the clamshell containers. But this Precious Plastics has made this whole idea on how to recycle this. Can you kind of explain that whole concept, Jay?
Yes, of course. So Precious Plastics is a nonprofit organization that created a series of machines that allow you to refine and recreate materials from plastic. And they put these plans out on the internet and said anyone can make something from these. We caught on to that and said, let's build some of these machines and start thinking about the way that we can take in plastic bottles and clamshells and turn them into great products for our community. Right now, it's a really small-scale idea, but we see the potential for inspiring something much bigger from this so that we remove some of that confusion and not let these plastic products even enter the waste stream.
So you've created PlasticWork, and this is basically a shipping container, right, that you retrofit as almost a recycling machine, correct?
Yep, that's right. So we have an 8x20 container that's currently parked outside of Quarter Surf Shop out in Garden City on 35th Street. And all the machines are going to be housed in there. We'll be taking the collections once that opens up from there, and we'll actually produce the products right there. That's all it takes, 8x20 and three machines.
And Russ, where did this idea come from within your organization to say, you know what, we want to do something like this for our community?
Well, it actually came from Jay, and then we have a business partner from Munich, Germany, who's keenly interested in the whole plastics problem and opportunity. And they were so enthusiastic about what Precious Plastics was doing that I was just like, we have to do this, and we have to do it in the community, and we have to see if we can use this as a way to bring a community together to solve its own plastic problem.
And that's the issue right there, because with these new rules and guidelines that we've seen, in particular in the city of Boise, things that we used to be able to recycle, and I talk in particular about those clamshell containers, mm-hmm. the, you know, plastic water bottles, we're not supposed to recycle those anymore. So then you don't know what to do with them, but these are the products that you're looking at in particular, correct, Jay?
Yes, correct. So as many of us know, China is starting to back off on taking some of our waste. Part mm-hmm. of that is due to contamination. The other part of that is a slowdown in manufacturing over there. So now cities in the United States are having to deal with the plastics that are entering into their waste cycle in their own communities. We saw this as an opportunity to address that directly and really focus in on those plastics that can't be put into those orange bags. So we reduce the confusion around it. One of the big problems with the orange bags and recycling in general is if you contaminate the waste stream, it makes it a lot harder for those organizations to do their work.
And so within PlasticWork, you create things like cell phone cases, the climbing wall
grips.
And bowls, things like that. Will you actually make those products locally, or what exactly happens once the material is recycled?
I can walk you through what happens.
Okay.
And I think this is a really important part to this because we want people to develop a better understanding of plastics in general so that they have a relationship with plastic that's beyond just my food comes in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what happens with the plastic when it comes into our facility is it's cleaned and then it's shredded. And those shredded materials, we can then just melt down into moldings or into raw materials that we can use to create a product. At our facility, we have three machines, a shredder, an injection molder, and an extruder. Each of them can do different things. Obviously, the shredder just processes mm-hmm. the material. The injection molder creates things like wall tiles, floor tiles, little pots for plants, things like that. We wanted to focus on products that provided a real use and that you would keep for a long time. You could easily tile your bathroom walls with some of the products that we're creating.
And Russ, one of the things that you said earlier before we came on the air was that the people need to understand how precious plastic really is.
Oh, it is. And, you know, I think we've all been basically trained to recycle the plastic up to this point in time. And number ones and twos, you throw them away. And as you're doing that, it's like,
you feel guilty.
I can't do this. It's wrong. But really, you know, plastic is something that is a viable product. It should be a closed loop system, and we can actually turn those and make them into products that have a value in the marketplace.
Okay, so for those of us who now know there's a place for the clamshells and the plastic bottles, do we just take them down to Garden City and hand them over, or how does that process work?
That's a great question. So not yet.
Okay.
We are in the process of setting up our process for that. So there are a lot of factors that we're still working through. This project came about around 6 weeks ago, and we decided to make it happen, and we built the factory and everything in 6 weeks. And now we're working with our partners to figure out the way to take in the plastics and what products we're going to be making. So that is coming. And if people want to learn more about that and stay up to date for when we actually open up the facility for collections, they can go to plasticworkslab.com, plasticworkslab.com, and sign up for our newsletter. We'll be announcing all those updates as they come.
Because ultimately, I would think it would be similar to how we recycle like glass bottles and things like that. I mean, we have a container in our house. We put all the glass bottles in it, mm-hmm. and then we take it over. You know, and my kids love to throw the glass into the big, container that you put everything in. So, is that kind of the vision you have for this? Is a place where people could ultimately take those products?
Yes, and also special events. Whenever there's special events, if we can gather at those and help reduce the amount of waste that's being used at special events, those are the two things we're looking at. We just don't know the scale yet.
Well, I think this is exciting and gives people such a good option, and that's critical.
Oh, it does, and I know this will come as no surprise to anyone who lives here, but the community response thus far in our very short life has been amazing. People are volunteering. People are contributing their time and their talent, and we're reasonably certain that over the course of, say, like a year's plus time, we'll be able to figure out a model that will engage the community and take care of this issue and turn it into an opportunity.
Well, I want to thank both of you for coming in today and talking about this. I know you brought some examples, so what I would like to do off the air is maybe take a picture of that so we can put it on our website, and then we'll also put a link if people have more questions about this.
Awesome.
Great. Yeah, thank you both for coming in today. My guest today, Jay Sines, Digital Marketing Manager at Oliver Russell, and Russ Stoddard, President and Founder of Oliver Russell. We're talking about Plastic Works. It is this new concept and way to recycle some of those materials we thought we couldn't recycle anymore. So thank you both for coming in.
Thanks.